From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Late on Thursday, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the United States is focused on diplomacy with North Korea, but it is his responsibility to have military options should they be needed. War is an option that he said would be catastrophic. Mattis stressed, however, that diplomatic efforts were gaining traction. This is in contrast to President Donald Trump, who stiffened his resolve against North Korea on Thursday, saying that if Pyongyang initiates warfare, quote, things will happen to them like they never thought possible. North Korea's military said Thursday that within a week it would hand the regime's leader, Kim Jong-un, a plan to fire missiles over Japan toward the American territory of Guam. The results of Kenya's presidential election are expected Friday, 3 days after opposition leader Raila Odinga's second attempt in 4 years to defeat Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga is criticizing the vote as being flawed, despite the opinion of a panel of international election observers that the poll was conducted in a credible manner. Thabo Mbeki is head of the African Union Elections Observer Mission.
We can say that the processes, as we're able to observe, up to and including the counting of the votes at the polling stations and their transmission to the IEBC and so on, met the standards set by Kenya and the AU for the conduct of democratic elections.
Provisional tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far show Kenyatta with a 9-point lead on Odinga. The opposition is rejecting those results as fraudulent, however, saying the Electoral Commission's computer networks were hacked. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump brushed off Russian leader Vladimir Putin's decision to expel hundreds of U.S. diplomatic personnel from Russia, saying they would save the United States significant money. Trump told reporters Thursday that Putin actually helped.
I want to thank him because we're trying to cut down on payroll. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm very thankful that he let go of a large number of people because now we have a smaller payroll. There's no real reason for them to go back. So I greatly appreciate the fact that they've been able to cut our payroll for the United States. We'll save a lot of money.
The White House did not immediately comment on the president's remarks. Trump has been criticized for not appearing to take a tough stance against Russia. Officials in Afghanistan say overnight counterterrorism airstrikes by international forces in eastern Nangarhar province have killed at least 16 civilians, including women and children. A spokesman for NATO's Resolute Support Mission told VOA that they are looking into the allegations and will provide an update when appropriate. The Trump administration reviews a government report that contradicts its own view on climate change. VOA's Steve Baragonia reports.
The planet was hotter than ever recorded last year, according to the 2016 State of the Climate Report, compiled by the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Co-author Deke Arndt spoke to VOA by Skype.
Well, it confirms what we know. We know we live in a warming world. We know that that world is going to continue to warm. We know that this is going to cause issues around the world.
That puts the report at odds with the Trump administration. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Scott Pruitt disputes whether humans are responsible.
I believe the ability to measure with precision the degree of human activity's impact on the climate is subject to more debate.
These views and the U.S. withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement have raised concerns among many scientists that the Trump administration will suppress climate research. Steve Baragona, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro said Thursday that he wants to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump, who hit him with sanctions denouncing what he called imperialist aggression. The Trump administration has called Maduro a dictator and hit him and more than two dozen other former and current officials with sanctions after the election of a constituent assembly that Washington says is illegitimate. China has expressed strong dissatisfaction Friday after a U.S. warship sailed near an artificial island in the disputed South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said in a statement, "The ship violated Chinese international law, undermined Chinese sovereignty and security, and endangered the safety of frontline personnel." U.S. officials say the military will continue to sail, fly, and operate wherever permitted by international law. China, which claims virtually the entire South China Sea, routinely protests such operations.
That's the latest world news from VOA.